Gilgamesh's travels take him further and further, and the description of the land over which he travels becomes increasingly remote. He encounters no cities, very few people. As Enkidu had lived with the animals, Gilgamesh lives with the animals, absorbed in his own grief and concern about his death. Out in the middle of nowhere, there is a convenient tavern and a female tavern keeper, Siduri, who says to Gilgamesh, "Gilgamesh, the eternal life you are seeking, you will not find. When the gods created mankind, they established death for mankind and withheld eternal life for themselves. As for you, Gilgamesh, let your stomach be full, always be happy day and night. Night and day, play and dance." She encourages him to return to his city, to do what he was born to do, to be a king, and to leave aside this concern for immortality because he cannot achieve his quest. Gilgamesh refuses to listen to her, as he refuses to accept that he will die. And she sends him on his way, guiding him towards Utanapishtim. When Gilgamesh finds Utanapishtim, living far, far from any other civilization, he says to him, "My friend whom I loved is turned into clay. Enkidu, shall I too not lie down like him and never get up forever and ever?" Utanapishtim, like Siduri, like everyone else Gilgamesh has encountered, encouraged him to accept his fate. When Gilgamesh refuses and stubbornly demands to find the answer to immortality, Utanapishtim sets him a challenge. "If you want to live forever, first you must be able to stay awake for 7 days in a row." And this will show Utanapishtim that Gilgamesh is worthy of the secret of immortality. Gilgamesh falls asleep immediately. Of course, he's been traveling forever and he's exhausted. And as each day passes, Utanapishtim's wife sets out a loaf of bread to mark the day that has passed, that Gilgamesh has been asleep. When Gilgamesh wakes up and realizes he has failed this challenge, he sees the loaves of bread lying next to him to provide a visual calendar. He realizes, finally, that he will die. Gilgamesh returns to Uruk and takes up his position as king, as so many had wanted him to do before. His adventures have made him much wiser than he was when he set out, and he is a good ruler of Uruk for the rest of his life. The Epic of Gilgamesh is probably the best-known story, but there are other stories about this ruler that have survived. They too focus on heroic themes, such as encounters with enemies, both human and mythical. Enkidu accompanies him on some of these. Although these other stories do not create an entire epic, they are important for helping us understand Mesopotamian heroes, as well as other aspects of society. Physical strength is usually the emphasis of these stories. But a few of the fragments can also illuminate some important political matters, such as what a king does when he's not out killing monsters. We learn from one of the stories that Gilgamesh defended the city of Uruk from a siege by the king of Kish, another city from southern Mesopotamia. And in this story, there are descriptions of debates between town assemblies. And so this gives us a sense of how political issues were discussed. We see that there are assemblies of elders as well as younger men. Now, we don't know how these assemblies were created, but much as we saw the description of the gods deciding how to decide whether Enkidu or Gilgamesh was going to die or decide when to send the flood, these assemblies show that decisions were undertaken by more than one person. So a ruler is not absolute.